It's definitely not always the ego, because, at least the way I would use the term ego here, I'm speaking to a very particular kind of function in the psyche. And I'm not going to give a big discourse on ego, but like, so ego, in one sentence, the way I would talk about it is that it's our self-image, our self-concept, our story about ourself that we defend against threat. So we have a story, and it's a defended story. We want to keep it intact because it's how we, navigate the world from this knowledge of who I am. I'm this person. So that's kind of what I mean by ego, and it's a fairly conventional definition, but people use that term differently in different contexts. But anyway, so a voice isn't necessarily ego at all. Sometimes it is. If it's an ego voice, it's going to be more about you, probably. How am I doing? Am I doing it right? Am I doing it wrong? Oh, look, I'm really enlightened. Oh, I'm never going to get this right. Those are the kind of ego voices, if you will, typically. I'm great. I'm terrible. This means I'm great. This means I'm terrible. Somewhere in between, story, story, me story. So, but that doesn't necessarily mean, the fact that it might not be ego doesn't necessarily mean it's like the voice of your higher self either, right? Like, if you think about voice, voices, I would kind of say, if you think about an inner voice, it's just one of the ways thought shows up, if you will. It's one of the forms that thought takes, and it's neutral, it's good, it's bad, it's indifferent, it's all kinds, it's anything and everything. So without, in meditation, the way I would say to relate to any voice is to kind of the same way we would relate to any thought or feeling or sensation or experience, which is at least, take the meditations we're doing here this month. It's like, don't make any meaning out of it. Don't latch onto it. Don't try to make it go away, but don't also focus on it and get all interested in it and try to engage with it. It's kind of a very, this relaxed posture that we're taking of just relax is kind of, I don't know, I have room for everything. Oh, that's interesting. The voice saying those things. No, ne neither here nor there, just spacious room open. And look, sometimes a voice might say something that inspires you or touches you very deeply. Maybe that is, in that case, an inspired, like, just like we'll have inspired thoughts, we'll have inspired creative ideas, whoosh, so it's sort of like, think of thought and voices and imagery, all of it, kind of any content. Think of it as kind of a neutral medium that can be used by a lot of different forces in the psyche. It can be used by your ego. It can be used by the highest, deepest, most inspired part of you. It can be, just a place where raw creativity comes through. It can be a place where your kind of deepest, worst fears all kindly blow up. It's kind of a neutral medium influenced by everything. That's why meditation, we're so neutral toward that medium. Because if we're anything other than neutral toward all content, we're going to spend our whole time life just trying to interpret it. What does it mean? Was that my higher self? Was that my lower self? Should I trust that? Should I not trust that? Is that and then we're not meditating. We're paying attention to all the ups and downs on the surface. So in meditation, we have this freedom to go, I have no idea what the content means. I'm just letting it all happen and experiencing it all and not doing anything about it. What a rare thing. Because in life, we need to interpret what voice to listen to. In life, we need to know which thoughts are, intelligent, rational thoughts to listen to and which ones are just
Yes, we do.
totally bizarre and we should absolutely not follow. But in meditation, we have this freedom, and that's part of what opens the way to discernment and wisdom and clarity and all that.